As a CEO or entrepreneurial leader, you want to focus on overall vision, alignment, and running a great business. You want your business to run efficiently, with less effort and little pain. Welcome to Operationally Speaking with Sergio Samel. Sergio and his very special guests will give you the tools to run your business well and gain the momentum to break through to the next level. Now, here is your host, Sergio Samel.
Welcome, 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 welcome to episode number 18 of Operationally Speaking, a show exclusively dedicated to the art and science of operating entrepreneurial businesses. I am Sergio Samel, your host, and I am the principal EOS implementer at Get Business Momentum, where we help owners and CEOs of small to mid-sized entrepreneurial companies like yours get what you want out of your business by implementing a well-proven, complete system for operating your company. Now, if you missed last week's episode, you can listen to it on demand here on the Voice America Business Channel, as well as wherever you listen to podcasts, such as on iTunes and Stitcher. Now, I often refer to my guest as my great guest for a simple reason. My guests on this show are truly, truly great people who have and are exercising great positive impact on their businesses, on their clients, on the world of business as a whole, and on people in general. Yet once in a while, we encounter people who are pushing that definition to a totally different level. And today is one of those days. So now let me introduce my great, great guest today at a totally different level, Michael Gerber. Michael, everyone who knows your small business or the small business world knows your name. You are the best-selling author of 28, and my head is spinning just saying the number, e-myth books, and named bestsellers by the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Business Week, Inc. Magazine, Fortune, Forbes, Wire, literally millions sold. You were the originator all the way back in 1975 of the small business coaching industry with your founding of the Michael Thomas Corporation and subsequently the eMyth Academy, the eMyth Worldwide, Michael E. Gerber Companies, etc. So since that time, you have served over 100,000 small business clients in 145 countries. You've created the entrepreneurial incubator called the Dreaming Room, and we'll talk about that a little later in the show, now being delivered worldwide, an intense, innovative three-day intensive for new and awakening entrepreneurs. And most recently, you launched Beyond the E-Myth, the evolution of an enterprise from a company of one to a company of 1,000, the course, the program, and the book, a revolutionary process to prepare a small company for acquisition by readying it to scale up. And we borrowed a piece of that title for the title of our episode today. So I am beyond excited as well as supremely honored to have you on the show, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergio. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. So just to set a little bit of a frame for our conversation, so how have you and I first connected?
I'm sorry?
I said, to set a little bit of a frame for our conversation, how have you and I first connected maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Well, we just connected. You contacted me and I responded to you and we began a conversation, and the conversation led to this call.
That's wonderful. And one other thing that I always am interested in when I speak with people, and especially the people of your stature, but actually anybody who, especially when they come on my show, I'm always interested in finding out, you know, what really drove them to be where they are today. So I have the same question for you, Michael. What is perhaps an event or a force or even a person in the early stages of your life that has had the strongest influence on you becoming who you are today, and how that influence manifested itself?
Well, I've written about that probably more frequently than I should. But I started studying the saxophone when I was 11, And I started studying the saxophone with a man named Merle Johnston. And Merle was certainly the most influential saxophone teacher on the planet. Merle had all of the great studio musicians study with him. And of course, all of those studio musicians played with all of the greats, the backup bands for everyone. Merle taught me how to practice. Merle taught me how to think rigorously about what I was there to do. Merle taught me that he only teaches students who are determined to become the best saxophone players in the planet. And if you're not interested in that, don't bother me. So you might say Merle was the U.S. Navy SEALs leader of saxophone players. He was a tyrant. He was unbelievable. And I stayed with him from the age of 11 to the age of 18, doing it. And he truly established in me the passion for, one, becoming one of the best saxophone players on the planet, but more important, practice until you got it down.
Well, it's interesting how these two worlds of music on one hand and business on the other hand, which to most people, I should say, may be regarded as totally disconnected, are really, really just the same thing in just two different dimensions, aren't they?
They are. Well, absolutely they are. Because the same discipline required in order to master a musical instrument, in order to master music, is identically the same discipline that's required to master anything, whether it be management, whether it be systems, whether it be thought leader, whether it become whatever you might wish to become. You have to master it. And there's a process for mastering everything. And that's been my focus over these years, discovering what that process for mastering everything actually is, and then applying it rigorously in very small companies where very little, I found, was mastered at all.
Exactly. And we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. But before that, I want to actually kind of jump to the present time. And, you've created a whole bunch of companies. And I believe that your kind of the umbrella company under which you operate with today is called what? Michael Gerber Enterprises or Companies, something like that, right?
Well, Michael E. Gerber Companies.
Right. So can you say just maybe a minute or so, what is today, Michael Gerber Companies and what its purpose is and what it's best at, and where do you see it perhaps in a couple of years?
Well, Michael E. Gerber Companies is exactly what I imagined it would become way back in 1975 when I began this, what you might say, entrepreneurial career of mine. I have a dream, we have a vision, we have a purpose, and we have a mission. Mm-hmm. Now, I speak about that to every small owner of every small company, every CEO of every major corporation, all of the management team within any C-level group. In short, these are fundamental principles that have to be foundational to growing anything. So we have a dream, and our dream I explicated way back then in 1977 when we opened the Michael Thomas Corporation's doors. Our dream is to transform the state of small business worldwide. We have a vision, and our vision is to invent the McDonald's of small business consulting, which is exactly what we've done. We had a purpose, and we have a purpose. And our purpose is that every single small business owner, despite what the business might sell, despite what they do, despite what the profession might be, despite what the product or service might be, can become by following the rigor and the ritual that we bring to bear on their company and on the way they think about their company, they can become as successful on the small scale as a McDonald's franchisee, and on the large scale as McDonald's itself. And finally, we have a mission. And our mission was to invent the business development system, the artificial intelligent system, you might say, through which we could deliver profound success, congruent, consistent, absolutely scalable to every single small business on the planet for less than the cost of a minimum wage kid. So we set out to do that, and that's what we do today.
That's fantastic. And of course, we will be talking about those four elements in just a few minutes. But you already mentioned that you started this journey way back when in the 1970s. In fact, for most entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs today, that might sound actually a little crazy going all the way back. But, you know, some people are just ageless, and one, you are one of them. But I have a quick question, and we have only about 2 minutes before we have to take our first break. But where did that come from? In other words, what in your previous background there and experience brought you to eMyth at the time?
Well, I was what I like to say, a wandering Jew, Sergio. Mm-hmm. I was simply a young man looking for himself. So I did everything and anything. I was a saxophone player, as I've already said. I was a framer, a framer of houses. I was an insurance salesman. I was an encyclopedia salesman. I was a follower of the Gurdjieff work. I did this. I did that. I did everything. And everything was of great interest to me until I discovered that there was something else that was of greater interest to me. And all of that stuff that I did and the way that I did it and learned it led me to this extraordinary thing that happened to me that created the companies that have followed.
Yes, indeed. So before we take a break, I want to just start a little bit of conversation about one of the most impactful, if you wish, turn of phrase or phrases or words in the entrepreneurial world, which is the difference between people working on their businesses versus people working in their businesses. As a matter of fact, those two phrases have become almost like a mantra for a lot of business coaches like myself, and they're part of our common language these days, but that was not the case in the 1970s. So could you briefly explain the difference and between these two concepts? So let's start with just for 20 seconds, just start this conversation and we'll end it after the break.
Well, wonderful. Well, everybody knows what working in your business is. I call it doing it, doing it, doing it, busy, 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 busy. That's what 99.9% of all small business owners do. They go to work every day. In short, they created a job for themselves. Unfortunately, it's a lousy job. And that's why most small businesses just don't make it. So it became apparent to me very early on, as I began to work with small businesses, as I began to truly start this process that I've been in for the past 40 years, I began to see the difference. And I expressed the difference by saying, you've got to stop doing it, doing it, doing it. And you've got to create a way it gets done, which means you've got to go to work on your company, not in your company. You've got to design, build, launch, and grow your company to great specifications so that it's scalable. I said that in 1975, and it's still an original idea today because most people truly don't understand how to make the leap from being so consumed by their company to becoming some obsessed with the creation of a company that works.
So we'll continue talking about that in just a couple of minutes. So let's take a quick break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Would you like to turn your entrepreneurial organization into a well-oiled machine that runs efficiently with less effort and little pain, so your good business becomes great and you can stop putting out today's fires and focus on its future instead? Serge Samel, our host, helps business owners and CEOs get what they want out of their business by working with their leadership team to implement a complete, highly proven suite of tools and processes. This system for operating your business gets everybody 100% on the same page as to where the business is going and how it will get there. Gets everybody more disciplined and more accountable so that everybody becomes a master of execution, gaining momentum towards your vision, and gets everybody to function as part of cohesive, healthy teams. To find out whether this is for you, contact Sergio at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Again, that's os@getbusinessmomentum.com or directly at 1-617-731-3132.
Tune in to The Soul of Enterprise, Business in the Knowledge Economy, with co-hosts Ron Baker and Ed Kless. Ron and Ed will show you how to recognize that wealth is created by intellectual capital. It's all in the possibilities that we can create and that are created for us. These possibilities are destined to be discovered by human imagination and through the service of others, creating a brighter future for all of us. The Soul of Enterprise is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel, and simulcast at the same time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now. Toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
This is Operationally Speaking. To reach Sergio Samel, if you have a question or comment about the program, please send an email to os@getbusinessmomentum.com. That's os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Now, back to this week's program.
This is Sergio Samel, your host, and I'm sitting here with Michael Gerber, author of Beyond the E-Myth, talking about evolving entrepreneurial businesses from 1 to 1,000 people. So, Michael, right before the break, we are speaking about the differences between working in your business versus working on your business. So let's focus on the business part. And if you can pick it up from there, and I've also heard you in the past say something that working on one's company or on one's business is not very different than working on one's life. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, very simply, you have to rise above yourself in order to truly see yourself. You have to rise above your company in order to really see your company. You have to transcend your company or your life in order to transform your company or your life. And while people who are listening to us, business people coming here, all about operations, might think that sounds terribly spiritual or personal growth sort of like, what essentially is true is that a business is a spiritual thing. In short, if a business isn't a spiritual thing, it never truly reaches high enough to become the extraordinary exemplar that an Apple became, or that a Google became, or that a McDonald's became, or that a body shop became, and so forth and so forth and so forth. So how do you do that? You have to see it clearly, and that means you have to have a plan view of your company. All of the component parts of your company come together in a contiguous whole in an entirety that essentially looks, acts, feels, and grows in a very specific way. So I constantly am pulling people out of their company to see it in an original way. And I think of the difference between in it and on it as old co and new co. So old co is the company you've got. In fact, if you take a look at it from above, you can see yourself scrambling around, getting stuff done, doing this, doing that, doing everything. You can see that, in fact, your company, Old Co., the company you've got right now, depends 100% upon you. And when it doesn't, in fact, depend 100% upon you, in most cases, it depends upon somebody else. And what you've discovered when you've seeing that it depends upon somebody else is that you can't depend upon that somebody else to do it the way you want it to be done, to do it the way it needs to be done, to do it the way it's supposed to be done. And you then come to that terrible, misbegotten place where you really believe that it's all about people. The greatest single mistake everyone makes is they think that it's all about people, when in fact, it's all about the system.
Very interesting. In conjunction with that, actually, one other distinction that I've heard you make in the past is the distinction between the small business owner entrepreneur and the small business owner technician. Very briefly, what do you mean by that?
Well, the technician is the doer. The technician is the operator. Mm-hmm. Technician is the one who, as I said and continue to repeat, mm-hmm. is doing it, busy. The technician's got a job. The technician isn't truly an owner, isn't mm-hmm. truly a CEO, isn't truly a leader. The technician does stuff. And unfortunately, most people who start their own small business actually do that. They just do stuff. They build the company around them, what they know how to do. And that's where all that personal branding nonsense comes in. You understand that right. You got to brand yourself because you are your company. Well, you're not your company. It's your company. And to design your company in a way that it's your company is truly the heart of branding. A company works in a very specific way. It's got a personality in a very specific way. It has feelings, thoughts. It's visual, emotional, functional, financial. It's an organized substance that, in fact, has been designed by a higher mind, the mind of a great entrepreneur, to perform exquisitely, to produce an exquisite result. And that's where we go back to, Sergio, the dream, vision, purpose, and mission, because that sets the stage for that personality.
Speaking about dream, so what exactly inspired you to launch The Dreaming Room? In other words, how did this initiative differ from your earlier work on the E-Myth?
Well, you come to a certain place in your life and you experience your success. And we have just immense success with over 100,000 clients, small business owners who truly understood the message, we thought, truly wanted their companies to operate in a way that they simply couldn't get them to operate. They truly wanted to break free of the suffering, the tragedy, the financial and dysfunctionality, and so forth and so on. So they did. They went to work on their small companies, applying the rigor of what we brought to them. But they then, once realizing they could have what they wanted, they stopped wanting. So understand, they stopped wanting. What I discovered is I wasn't truly awakening entrepreneurs within them. I was awakening higher technicians, meaning people who were now satisfied with the improvements that obviously were made but didn't truly have a passion for creating something stunningly great that could grow exponentially. So they stopped. And I said to myself, I got to find out what's missing in this picture. And what I discovered was missing in this picture is that I never truly had clearly defined what an entrepreneur is. And so I decided that in order to define what an entrepreneur is, I had to give small business owners an experience of being an entrepreneur. And that's why I created the Dreaming Room.
So really quickly, you know, you talk in the context of the Dreaming Room, and of course, including in your latest book, the Beyond the E-Myth book, if one opens it up and just reads the table of contents and looks at part one of the book, you created these four notions of the dream, the vision, the purpose, and the mission. Can you really briefly explain to us what are those four distinctions?
Well, the four distinctions are actually representative of the four personalities of an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. In short, an entrepreneur is really four people, right? A dreamer, a thinker, a storyteller, and a leader. A dreamer has a dream. Mm-hmm. Thinker has a vision. The storyteller has a purpose. And the leader has a mission. Every entrepreneurial company is built upon a dream, a vision, a purpose, and a mission, whether the guy knows it or not. Our job was to pull that out so that we could reveal it to every struggling small business owner to first establish the platform, my dream, my vision, my purpose, my mission, to truly start and form the platform for creating a great growing company. So my dream, way back then in 1977, was to transform the state of small business worldwide. My vision was to invent the McDonald's of small business consulting. My purpose was every single small business owner who understands and agrees with our paradigm will in fact become as successful as a McDonald's franchisee or much greater. And finally, our mission was to invent the business development system that would make that possible. Up to that point in time, Sergio, nobody mm-hmm. had done what I'm talking about. And in fact, even today, we're the only ones on the planet who are doing what I'm talking about. And that's why even today, so many small business founders, owners, operators, whether it be high tech, whether it be online, whether it be brick and mortar, aren't making it. And they aren't making it because they don't understand the fundamentals of what it means to make it on your own by creating a company of one and growing it to a company of 1,000. It's got to be scalable. And in order for it to be scalable, it has to reside within something I call meaning. What's the meaning of it? Not the money of it, but the meaning of it.
Fascinating. And especially those four dimensions, if you wish, or the four faces or four components of the kind of inner soul of the entrepreneur that you just listed, the dreamer, the thinker, the storyteller, and the leader. We have to go to a break in a couple of minutes. Briefly before we do that, in 2007, I think, you predicted the growth of the awakened entrepreneur. So talking about awakening those four aspects of the inner entrepreneur, kind of a new kind of business person who valued transforming lives over making profits, as you just put it. So what did the 2008 financial crisis have as an impact on the awakened entrepreneur movement? Let's just get started on that, and then we'll take a break.
Well, great. I would love if it were a movement, Sergio, but it's not yet a movement. And it's not yet a movement because it's a very difficult thing to truly enable someone to see the difference between the two. Because everyone goes into business, purportedly, everybody goes into business because of the money, because of the freedom, because I get to do my own thing. I get to be my own guy. I get to make my own money. There's no limitations on what I can earn, what I can do. And they're all caught up in that. Well, I'm suggesting that all of that is a false picture that effectively is tantalizing, but it's always dissatisfying. And it's always dissatisfying, and you certainly know this because you've certainly seen this, because no matter how much money people make, they need more. Mm-hmm. They constantly need more. It's all about more. I need more. I need more. I need more. They can't even justify more. But effectively, when I say to grow a company of one to a company of 1,000, the negative reaction you get from a small business owner, oh, is I don't want to be a company of 1,000. I don't want that much more. I just be satisfied with. And by saying that, they miss the entire point.
So let's take a quick break right now, and we'll come right back at it in a couple of minutes.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
Would you like to turn your entrepreneurial organization into a well-oiled machine that runs efficiently with less effort and little pain, so your good business becomes great and you can stop putting out today's fires and focus on its future instead? Serge Samel, our host, helps business owners and CEOs get what they want out of their business by working with their leadership team to implement a complete, highly proven suite of tools and processes. This system for operating your business gets everybody 100% on the same page as to where the business is going and how it will get there. Gets everybody more disciplined and more accountable so that everybody becomes a master of execution, gaining momentum towards your vision, and gets everybody to function as part of cohesive, healthy teams. To find out whether this is for you, contact Sergio at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Again, that's os@getbusinessmomentum.com or directly at 1-617-731-3132.
How is your work-life balance? In most businesses, no matter where you are positioned, there is always room for improvement. If you're an executive, learn insight about your business. Are you an employee? Learn how to better work with your team. Even if you're not in business, you can learn where your strengths and weaknesses can be played to their best potential. The Work-Life Balance with host Rick Morris can be heard live every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
This is Operationally Speaking. To reach Sergio Samel, if you have a question or comment about the program, please send an email to os@getbusinessmomentum.com. That's os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Now, back to this week's program.
This is Sergio Samel, your host, and I'm sitting here with Michael Gerber, author of Beyond the Myth, Beyond the E-Myth, of course, talking about evolving entrepreneurial businesses from 1 to 1,000 people. And you just were saying before the break, Michael, that when you talk to some of the entrepreneurs about growing their business to 1,000 people, they say what to you? Nah, I'm not interested. How does that take that person away from the ultimate course of being an awakened entrepreneur?
Well, it's very, very simple. They say I'm not interested because they misunderstand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that every company on the planet Earth is truly a product for sale. And so ultimately, every company either gets sold or it doesn't. 99.9% will never be sold. They just stop. So I want you to understand that 99.9% of all the people who are struggling out there on this planet, doing it, busy, started a company without ever thinking that the end product of that work is that somebody is going to acquire their company. So I say in Beyond the E-Myth right off the bat that I'm going to provide you with a process to get your company ready for sale. And I don't care if you're just starting out as a guy painting fences. I'm going to get your company, this fence painting company, ready for sale. And I'm saying to the degree you follow this process, this eightfold process, your company will be ready for sale as soon as 5 years from now, and for top dollar. It will be a seller's market, not a buyer's market. And the reason that's true is because we will help you, assist you in getting your company ready for sale by, in fact, preparing your company to be ready to scale. And by scale, I mean grow. So if your company is incapable of growing to 1,000, nobody's going to want to buy it other than somebody who's buying a job. But the guy who's buying your job ain't going to pay you very much for it.
Exactly.
Here's the point. Every entrepreneur prepares their company for sale. Everyone. When it goes public, it's been sold to the public.
Of course.
When it goes private, it's sold, but to somebody who's absolutely determined to grow it. But if it can't scale, if you can't replicate your current success in the hands of many, 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 many others, it will never be sold. Nobody wants it. And that's critical to everybody listening to us right now. And nobody on this planet is saying that to them right now.
Well, so far we've been shedding our, you know, light, our flashlight, if you wish, on the dreaming room, you know, dream, vision, purpose, and mission. So let's actually switch it a little bit now to the people who actually come to you, come to the dreaming room and attend this program and learn how to actually think or work on their, what I usually call the inner game of running an entrepreneurial business. So who are these people? In other words, by that what I mean, like, what are the common demographics you see at the Dreaming Room events? Are these participants first-time business owners or young people, repeat entrepreneurs? Who are they?
Well, they run the gamut, and it's very, very exciting. I'm just ending a dreaming room this next week. Mm-hmm. It's actually 7 weeks long, 90 minutes a week, 7 consecutive weeks. And right now I have an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 68-year-old, a 47-year-old, a 52-year-old. I have a guy in Singapore. I have a guy in Nigeria. I have a lady in Berlin. I've got a woman in South Carolina, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And every single one of them come from every single place on the planet, doing every single imaginable thing you can imagine on the planet. So it has no, it's irrelevant who you are. It's irrelevant what you know. It's irrelevant how much money you've got. It's irrelevant what you want to do with your life. In fact, in the dreaming room, we have this profound impact on everyone. And once that begins to happen, it's not that they walk in with a dream, Sergio. Mm-hmm. They walk in and discover what a dream actually is, what a vision actually is, what a purpose actually is, what a mission actually is. And you'd be astonished, no matter how much experience a guy's got, no matter what he believes he wishes to do, how everything changes once he comes to the dreaming room and something truly lights him up.
Mm. So what is it that actually brings them there in the first place? In other words, you know, if people usually go to a class or get enrolled into a program because they have some sort of a challenge or a suite of challenges that they face and they need some help. So what are the biggest challenges that, you know, startup entrepreneurs actually face today, and that the Dreaming Room would be a context in which they can start addressing them?
Well, the important thing is the distinction between what I call OLDCO, capital O-L-D, capital C-O, and NEWCO, capital N-E-W, capital C-O. So if you look on the left, we've got OLDCO, and you hold out your right, we got NEWCO. Mm-hmm. The purpose of OLDCO in our context is sustainability. In short, all that we want to do with OLDCO is to make it sustainable. And why do we want to make it sustainable? Systemically sustainable, so that we can spend our truly valuable time working on NEWCO. And NEWCO, we start with a blank piece of paper and beginner's mind. So when you come to the dreaming room, you let go of everything you believe to be true. You let go of everything you believe you need. You let go of everything you believe is frustrating you. Let go of everything that's your problem. And you begin a wholly new conversation that you've never had before. So we're going to do OLDCO and NEWCO. But before we do that, we're going to begin at the beginning. And here at the beginning is who? It's you. Mm-hmm. It's Sergio.
Right.
So you can see that three-legged stool, if you will, OLDCO on the left, NEWCO on the right in front of you, and you bring your hands back to your heart. And who's there? It's Sergio.
Right.
Now Sergio is the creator. Sergio is the inventor. Sergio is the entrepreneur. Sergio is the one who is seeking something. You might say enlightenment. You might say a holistic balance. You might say a meaning, a purpose, something that matters. Sergio came here to discover what's missing in his life, in his companies, in his work, in what he does every day. That's the reason people come to the dreaming room. And because they come with that question, because if they don't have that question, pass. But you understand everybody's got that question.
Right.
What's missing in this picture? What's missing in this picture? Why am I working so hard and I'm not getting what I want? What do I want? What do I really want? Why did I start this company in the first place? What was my dream, my vision, my purpose, and my mission for starting OLDCO? Or did I even have one? And so you suddenly see it begins with questions, Sergio, and questions from a clear, clean slate. You know, at Disney,
right?
They have this this extraordinary thing called Disney Imagineering.
Right.
And when Walt Disney called his guys Imagineers, he essentially set up a ritual between him and the creators there at Disney. And effectively, he said, don't ever bring me something I've seen before, ever, because I will simply trash it, no matter how good it is. Don't bring me something you already know how to do, no matter how intelligent it seems. Bring me something I've never seen before. Bring me something you don't know how to do. Bring me something that, in fact, will blow people's minds because they have never had that experience before. That's how we're an Imagineer. That's what we do in the Dream Room.
How inspiring and how actually super exciting. So we'll take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about present and future. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Would you like to turn your entrepreneurial organization into a well-oiled machine that runs efficiently with less effort and little pain, so your good business becomes great and you can stop putting out today's fires and focus on its future instead? Serge Samel, our host, helps business owners and CEOs get what they want out of their business by working with their leadership team to implement a complete, highly proven suite of tools and processes. This system for operating your business gets everybody 100% on the same page as to where the business is going and how it will get there. Gets everybody more disciplined and more accountable so that everybody becomes a master of execution, gaining momentum towards your vision, and gets everybody to function as part of cohesive, healthy teams. To find out whether this is for you, contact Sergio at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Again, that's os@getbusinessmomentum.com or directly at 1-617-731-3132.
If you're looking for an in-depth, thought-provoking discussion about leadership, tune in to Bernard E. Robinson's The Leadership Forum, Making an Impact Through Effective Leadership. Each program provides an intelligent, conversational experience about leadership from Bernard, his guest, and you. If you're interested in improving the quality of leadership in your organization, listen live every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and 8 a.m. Pacific Time for The Leadership Forum on the Voice America Business Channel.
Looking for exciting video content live and on demand? Visit www.voiceamerica.tv for exclusive content you just can't find anywhere else. That's voiceamerica.tv. Tune in now.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
This is Operationally Speaking. To reach Serge Samel, if you have a question or comment about the program, please send an email to os@getbusinessmomentum.com. That's os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Now, back to this week's program.
This is Serge Samel, your host, and I'm sitting here with Michael Gerber, author of Beyond the E-Myth, talking about evolving entrepreneurial businesses from 1 to 1,000 people. So before we talk about the present and the future times in your activity, Michael, I have a quick question. So if anyone made a movie about your life, and you've had an extraordinary life, what do you think would be called?
You asked me that question before. I wrote it down without thinking. Whoops.
Why? Tell us.
Simply because that's exactly the experience you have when you're constantly creating and going beyond what you know. It's whoops, whoops, whoops. What did I do? Whoops. Now what? Whoops. Who am I? Whoops. Holy moly. That's the experience. I'm 81, Sergio. Mm-hmm. I'm 81, and I'm starting the largest, greatest, most significant enterprise of my lifetime. In fact, I think it's the largest, most significant enterprise of any business development specialist on the planet. And when I share it with your folks, you'll understand why I say that. That's whoops. Mm-hmm. Whoops. How did I get here? Oh, my goodness. That's the name of the book.
Exactly. So, you know, speaking about 81, since you started the story at the beginning of our show by saying that in your early years, you consider yourself some sort of a wandering Jew, I would have to say that 81, hey, you have about 39 years left, you know, as the Hebrew or the Jewish expression goes, ad mea b'esrim, may you reach the age of 120. So that's my wish for you, Michael, because I hear so much energy and so much enthusiasm in your voice. I'm sometimes wondering, am I really talking to an 81-year-old man, or am I just dreaming? And speaking about future, so do you have any new projects in progress? You just kind of started opening the kimono there. And what would you like to share with us from that world, which is just about to be starting?
Well, it's absolutely extraordinary. It's called Making It on Your Own in America and Wherever You Happen to Live, on a journey toward radical self-employment. By radical self-employment, I'm speaking about a company of one, preparing to grow to a company of 1,000. And we're going to do that with millions upon millions of people worldwide in our new enterprise called Radical U. RADICALU. Radical U. It's the only school of its kind on the planet. And I'm going to have kids graduating from high school at Radical U. I'm going to have folks graduating from college at Radical U. I'm going to have architects. I'm going to have accountants. I'm going to have stormtroopers. I'm going to have anybody and everybody on the planet who truly understands that economic development is a process. It's a process that starts with every human being on the planet. It doesn't start at the top. It starts at the bottom. It's not something the government can do for you. It's not something socialism can do for you. It's not something any ism can do for you. It's not an ism at all. It's an actual state of being. If anything, it's existential. It's about being human. And here in this country, we have that opportunity of being completely human if we take complete responsibility for our own lives. I love to say America isn't a country, it's a state of mind. That's what the Constitution gives us. That's what the Bill of Rights gave us. That's what this stunning, stunning thing is. And I'm going to bring this to every single person on the planet. And get this, online, Sergio, for only $39.95 a month. We are going to disrupt the entire coaching industry. We're going to disrupt entrepreneurial education. We're going to disrupt anybody and everybody who believes you have to make a great living coaching people. I'm saying you have to take on the transformation of the mindset that effectively will take people through this eightfold path, step by step by step by step. And I want every single person to know that the start of all that is the Dreaming Room.
And speaking about the Dreaming Room, here's a link that I would like to mention to our listeners. And I will put that link also on the posting that I'm going to place on my LinkedIn page. But the link that we are talking about is michaelegerbercompanies.com/web/the-dreaming-room. And if you didn't get that, just look it up on my LinkedIn page with the content of this show, and you'll find it there. So before we part, because we have very little time left, just one quick thing. I asked you before to prepare for that. I would like you to give a little gift to our listeners by recommending a book, aside from your own books, to our listeners. What would that be?
Well, as I said to you, the most profound book I have ever read in my life. Now, understand, I read 10 to 15 books a month. Mm-hmm. So the most profound book I've ever read in my life is a book called I Am That. I Am That. Sri, S-R-I, Nisargadatta Maharaj. I Am That. Easy to find. Go online. It'll blow your mind. But you've got to be of a spiritual bent. You've got to truly be interested in your life, not just living your life. You've got to be willing to go to work on your life as you go to work on the product of your life, this great growing company that you're going to invent. And you're going to join me in doing that. And I have a dreaming room coming up on October 17th, starting at 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so, so much, Michael, for being my guest here. And thank you, our listeners, for spending this precious hour with us. If you found what you heard on this show helpful and especially inspiring, point your business friends and colleagues, as a matter of fact, point everybody to Operationally Speaking. And if you listen to us on our webpage at voiceamerica.com, don't hesitate to click on the banners to get your free consultation on how to turn your business vision into reality right now, or send me a request at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. You will be surprised by what's possible, and I promise you'll never regret it. So see you again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern or 12 noon Pacific. Until then, make it an operationally sound and happy week. Goodbye.
Thank you for tuning in to Operationally Speaking. Be sure to join your host, Sergio Semel, for another great program 1 week from today. We're live every Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Business Channel. In the meantime, you can reach Sergio for additional questions at 1-617-731-3132 or by email at os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Again, that is os@getbusinessmomentum.com. Enjoy your upcoming weekend, and may you and your business make it a smooth and successful week.